So you want to leave that 9 to 5 in your corporate and you just don't know how. How are you going to go ahead and build that service-based business that you want? If you are a woman who is driven and you really want to start to hit those 6 figures, I have someone for you. It's Erica Carrico. You have got to listen to this conversation, okay? Because it was so good. And she gives you like really great tools and tips and really great ways for you to see how you can actually leave that 9 to 5 grind and align yourself with that 6 and 7 figure business that you are trying to create. So I'm going to shut up because you have a lot of note taking to do. See you there. What's up, y'all? This is Nina Perez, and this is Straight Talk, No Sugar Added. And I am so excited because we have an amazing human, and we are always looking for amazing humans. So today I have Erica Carrico with me, and she is, anyway, I went down the Erica rabbit hole a second ago, so I'm like all like listening to everything she does. And she's an award-winning soul business success coach who has scaled her own multi-million dollar coaching company in just 4 years. Now, not that, but also while she was raising her little ones, and she also had been recovering from kidney cancer, and she has a BS in psychology, a MS in business management, and she has 12 years in international leadership. Now she really just helps all of y'all. All y'all women, listen up, because she helps all of y'all ditch that 9 to 5 grind and really align with your soul purpose. So I love that. I love what you're about. So buckle up, y'all. Here she is. Here's Erica. Thank you for being here, Erica. I appreciate
it. Oh my gosh. You're so welcome. Thanks for such an epic intro. So much fun. I love it. I'm so excited to be here. Thank you.
Listen, you've been through quite some things, huh? And that's what I love, right? I love when we can take all of the freaking garbage and lemons that life has given us and you turn it into something different. So tell me a little bit more about you, because I want my audience to know a little bit more about, you know, like kind of like, who are you? Who are you, Erica?
Aw, who am I? Oh my gosh, question of the day. Who am I? I guess, sum it up in a nutshell. Yeah, I had your typical corporate burnout experience. You know, I definitely knew my life was here. I always felt from a young age, I was here for something different. I wasn't going to live the traditional life. You know, like I definitely wanted to have kids. I definitely wanted to be successful. But my big thing was I really wanted to be of service and I wanted to help people from such a young age. And, you know, I fell into...
You froze for a second, but go ahead. Yep.
Are we good? Yep. Okay.
Yeah, you're good.
Yeah, so, I fell into a, I really got the travel bug, and I backpacked through like 50 different countries. I've studied abroad. I lived abroad for 10 years. And so I've sort of like been on this edge of like definitely following my heart and living a little bit non-traditional and definitely like lined up with my soul in some ways, but I definitely let societal expectations hold me back. And the fear of, we're told to like get a job and to have the benefits and to, you know, you're starting a family, you can't start your own business. That's way too risky. We need the steady paycheck. And so I definitely always had that like kind of tethering me. So I did, you know, I was doing all these other things, but I did always have the corporate career until I hit total burnout and, the whole thing, depression, anxiety, all of it. And this is the kind of irony is like, I knew I wanted to start my own business. I actually went and saw a life coach. This was back in 2010. And I ended up leaving Australia. I was living in Australia at the time, and I left to travel the world with my then fiance, now ex-husband. And on that trip, I felt a lot of pressure of, okay, I know I want to start my own business as a coach, but I'm getting ready to get married. We're getting ready to have a family. And everybody was like, you can't start your own business, especially not as a coach. You'll never earn any money doing that. So I took the safe route, quote unquote, and took out a $60,000 loan to get a master's degree. And then to move into nonprofit management, where I took a 6-figure pay cut and I was earning $29,000 a year. And that was, to me, that was what everybody said I should be doing instead of starting my own business, right? So I listened and I did it. And 5 years later, I'm miserable in my marriage. I'm definitely making a difference in the world, but I'm still building somebody else's dream. I'm still working for somebody else, and I'm earning $29,000 a year, and I can't leave my marriage working or earning $29,000 a year. And I'm not living my truth, right? Like, I'm still not doing my work that I'm here to do. I'm not living my purpose. And that was when I was diagnosed with kidney cancer. I was breastfeeding a baby. I had a toddler. And I literally knew my life at that point was killing me. And it was like, I had all of this medicine to share with the world, and I was holding it in, and it literally became toxic in my body and in kidneys. Like, I manifested it, cancer in my kidneys. That does not happen to 36-year-old women. I was like the only person in the office, like a urologist, with 90-year-old men who were like smokers. And here's me, right? But it's because I was holding everything in, and I was miserable, and I was unhappy, and I was trying to do everything to make everybody else happy, and I was completely ignoring myself, and my body just had enough. And at that point, I knew if I didn't make a difference in, if I didn't change my life, I was going to die and not be here. And worst of all, I was going to die with all of my gifts still inside. And I just couldn't let that happen. So that's when everything changed.
What did you think your gifts were? Or what did you know? Did you know what your gifts were? Did they start to develop? Like, because a lot of them are soul seeking, whatever. And I want you to explain that too. What is soul seeking anyway, right? Because we can go into like rabbit holes here, but I just, I love your story. So I'm like trying to dig in there. Like, okay, how did you know, Erica? What was that, right? Like, what is it that was driving you, or that you felt like you were holding in?
Yeah, it was, that's a really good question, because no, I did not know what I was here to do. And the whole irony is now I help people figure out what their life purpose is. I was searching for years, right?
Yep.
That was what my whole 10-year experience was. I was abroad. I was living abroad. I was traveling. I was looking everywhere. I was volunteering in developing countries. I mean, I was thinking about joining the Peace Corps. Like, I knew I wanted to be of service, and I was searching. And it was like, what I needed to do was look within. And I think what that cancer experience gave me was I had to learn to love myself at a cellular level. I had to learn myself. I had to know myself. I had to remember what I love to do. I had to look inwards and remember what I'm actually good at before society got in the way. And so, the irony now is I take people on that journey. What are you here for? What is your medicine? What is your life purpose? And I have helped thousands of women to get clear on what that is, so they can start, you know, course correcting their life and figuring out what their medicine is, and how can they now, you know, not only figure out what that is, but now profit from it so that they can turn it into a business and have impact, just like I do now. So we teach what we need to learn, right?
Yeah. And it takes us a long time to learn it, right? Like, I mean, it wasn't like you said, oh, okay, now I know what I'm doing. I mean, this was a process.
Yeah.
And you still had to go. Yeah. Right. And you also had your health that you were contending with, babies you were contending with, right? Mindset stuff you're contending with, divorce, right? I was divorced too. I mean, like, that is tough, and it's like interesting, right? Because it's tough and great at the same time. It just builds you differently. It makes you built differently, right?
1,000,000%.
Yes. Right. You're just not somebody who we can mess around with, because you're going to be like, wait a minute, hold on now. I got that, you know? It's because you're built that way, right? And that's why I always tell people, listen, just because you're going through something doesn't knock you out. It builds you up. So just, you know, take that and be like, what is this exactly? I love that. I also think you are really great for the time we are in, because I shouldn't say nobody. Lots of people don't know who they are and what they want, because we are so inundated with information and choices that we just don't even know what it is we like. Right. I'm even going through that. Yeah. Right. You don't even know.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes I'm going to go get some dressing, and I'm sitting in front of the damn aisle like, I just wanted some vinaigrette, you know? Let me just go and make that shit myself, so I'm a chef, you know? Like, it's crazy, but it's true, isn't it? Like, and that's probably a lot of what you deal with the women that come in, not deal with, but help them with, is because they probably come in and are like, I want to do this, but then discover that that is not at all what they want to do.
Oh,
right?
Oh, all the time.
All the time.
Oh my gosh,
yes.
All the time. It's like, we're like onions, and we're so piled on with all of these layers of expectations and who we should be, and putting everybody before ourselves. And it's like, once we peel those off, we can, oh my gosh, see who I am. And, you know, my book just came out, and it walks women through that exact process of
Love
like,
it.
yeah, tapping back into who you are and what do you love. And it's like a lot of times we have to go back to our childhood, because I have women, one of the exercises is write a list of 30 things you love to do. And I worked with thousands of people one-on-one before my programs came out and before my book came out. And everybody got stuck at like 3 or 4. Like they could write down 3 or 4 things they love to do and nothing past that. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. That is something, isn't it? And it's because we are so outer focused, right? So everything is like, oh, but my kid. No, not your kids. What do you like? Oh, when my husband, no, we're not going that direction. You know, it's so funny. Yeah. I go through that with the women in my program too. I'm like, no, come back to me. Let's go. Yep. Right. Yep. I love that. So let's talk about that. What do you know, since you have the book out and you're leading women in this way, what would be like the first step that these women need to take to start getting soul aligned? What do you mean by soul aligned?
Great question. So soul aligned, living our purpose, a combination of two things, right? Like our purpose is definitely more than just a job or a career, but the way that we express our purpose out into the world happens through many different forms, through volunteering, through our career, through being a parent, through how we choose to spend our time, right? But being soul aligned as far as like your business and your work goes, it's a combination of three things. One, just what we talked about, what you really love, what lights you up, what could you do all day without, you know, like if money weren't an issue, what do you really love to do? The second thing is, what are you naturally good at? So what are your natural gifts and what is your natural skill set? And a lot of times we don't know what this is because it's so innate and ingrained in us that we don't even look at it as a gift. It's just something that we do or who we are. Right? And then how can we combine those two? How can we combine what we really love to do with what we're naturally good at and create value or impact in the world? And that is really when the golden ticket, like that's when the money comes, the success comes, the joy comes, the happiness comes, the abundance comes, like, because you're in that vein of of just epicness, right? You're in your zone of genius.
Yeah. And I don't know if you went through this, Erica. I know that I go through this where the women that I work with and help, like they already opened up their businesses. They're soaring, they're off, they go. And yet I struggle. Right. And it's like sometimes with yourself, sometimes you're a little bit harder or a little bit more skeptical with yourself than you are with others. And now I'm getting through it, but that's exactly what I struggle with. Right. And so I was talking to someone who, you know, was around me and was like, you know, Nina, we had this conversation, da, da, da. And I've grown. This is what's happened. I'm like, that's amazing. And we were talking about this piece and they said, do you ever feel like maybe your job or your goal or your purpose here is just to help others reach their goal and their purpose and their whatever? And I'm like, oh yeah, that's why I'm a coach, right? But I feel like sometimes I am watching like my babies, they're not my babies, they're all grown ass women, but watching them move and go fast. And sometimes I feel a little stuck. And I don't know if that's ever happened to you, but that happens to a lot of coaches, a lot of people, because we're here to serve. And sometimes you serve and forget about you. Does that ever happen?
Oh my gosh. Yeah, that happened to me. Full transparency. I mean, a year ago, you know, I had built this thing. It's like, I think you kind of get on this, when you are growing fast and your business does grow quickly, it's like, you're kind of being reactive and you're watching it take off and you're doing the things, you're building the team, putting the things in place. And, you know, this time last year I had like $150,000 months coming in. And I looked in September and I was like, I do not love this. I do not want to be a CEO. I do not want to be managing teams. I do not want to be managing people. I do not want to be having $100,000 going out every month before $150,000 comes in. I don't want to be stressing about cash flow. I don't want so many women in my programs. I don't even know their names. Like I had this real come to Jesus of like kind of a cosmic joke of, wow, I have everything that I wanted and I hate it. I actually hate this. This is not why I built my business. I want to be working with women. I want to be coaching the women myself. I don't want to be managing a team. I don't want to be a CEO. I don't want to be worrying about all these things. And so I had to really course correct and shift and adjust and get things back to where I am. And I was really stuck for a while because it was like, I've achieved everything I wanted. I have the team, I have the money, I have the clients. And it's like, this, I don't like it. So what do I do?
Yeah.
What do I do
what
now?
What do I do? Right. What do I do
oh
now?
My God.
Right. Isn't that funny? Right. Because if you've ever been in that place of complete struggle, which you have, right. Earning $29,000 a year, like that place, you don't like that either.
No,
right.
I do
and
not
so
like
then,
that
then we think we want the $150,000 a month thing.
Yeah.
And then it comes and you're like, I don't want that either. Right?
Yeah. No, I don't want this either. I know. It's like, what is the joke of all of this? I'm still trying to figure it out.
true. So yeah. Freaking true. Oh my God. I remember, you know, I was born and raised impoverished and stuff. So I worked my tail off and I got up to six figures. And when I got, I'll never forget it when they were telling me, oh, you're going to be earning, I think it was like 140 or whatever. And I'm like, oh, okay. I mean, there was no emotion. And I'm like, wait, there's something wrong here. Why is that? I mean, this is my goal. What the hell?
Yes, right. Right. I know. It is the weirdest feeling. And you get so lost after that. I mean, like, wow. What is next for me? I think it's like new level, new devil, right? And I think I think once you have achieved some sort of success and you've hit your goals, it's like, okay, what actually is success to me? So now success to me is profit, and success to me is time. And success to me is actually doing what I love in my business. Those three things are now my goals and what I'm working towards, right? It's like the revenue goal did not matter if those other things weren't in place.
Did you do that by delegating the right people in different places so that you could have that serenity?
Restructuring. Even restructuring offers a little bit, restructuring my team a lot, putting different forms of marketing in place, decreasing ad spend, right? So there was a lot of different factors that I had to kind of like reorganize, like putting puzzle pieces in a different place. So it's still in progress. It's still in progress, but definitely
it's always going to be. It's always going to be like when you're doing your $1 million months, you're going to be like, okay, wait, I want $1 million a month. You know, I don't want $5 million a month. Yeah. I mean, because the truth is it's all relative. It's all money. But if you don't know what you want and who you are, like I'm going through that transition in my life right now where I've been a chef and director of culinary operations and all that for many, many years. And I let it go because I was like, I'm done. And I went into the coaching industry and I love it. But my bones are aching to go back into that space, right?
Yeah.
And so, and it's like, okay, how do I now combine the two? What do I hear to do this? And it's funny because in your head you go, but I've helped so many women do this. Can I actually leave that to do this?
Right.
And to your point, right? We get caught up in what the world says instead of what, let's just go with what we have. Let's go with what we want to do. Yeah. It's so interesting. I love that you did that. And by the way, I am grateful to God that you are healthy and that you got through all of that and that you got your babies. I'm really excited for you. Really, really am. And it's because I know that you're out here doing your thing and I have many women listeners who listen to the show that are entrepreneurs or solopreneurs and they are, and there's a few of them that I've spoken to that are like aching to leave their 9-to-5.
So I'm just wondering,
What strategy do you have or give them just to kind of like think about how they can start to create that financial runway for themselves? Because that's what I'm realizing they are struggling with the most is how do I start my thing when this is paying me so much, right?
Yeah, for sure. Oh my goodness. Yeah, I've helped probably 2,000 women, I'd say at this point, leave their corporate careers. And there's a couple different ways that people can do it. And I think most of the people were in my situation where they can't jump ship because they need the money coming in, right? They can't just up and quit their job and start their business. And I don't actually think that that's a very good thing to do anyway, because what happens is,
me too.
People are afraid and they're then putting so much pressure on a new business and they're coming from a place of scarcity, of fear, of lack of, oh my God, I need to sign this client. And that energy gives off a really bad vibe. And I think that people then really struggle to grow a business when they don't feel safe, right? So the way that I did it and the way that most people do it is build your thing on the side at first, right? Like I did not have a supportive husband. He did not, you know, he was like, you're not using family money and you're not basically, you know, you're still having to work full time and raise the kids. So like, okay, figure it out. Well, so I did. I worked after my kids went to bed on Tuesdays and Thursday nights from like 8:30 PM to 10:30 PM. I was exhausted, but I knew that this new business was going to be the vehicle to get me out of my corporate career and out of my marriage. And so I did. And then I worked on Sunday mornings from like 8 until 12 or so. That was all that I had. That was all the time that I had. And so I worked them consistently and non-negotiables. And I only focused on the needle moving revenue generating activities. Everything else I just didn't even do. Right. Mm. So by the end of that year, 1 year, I had replaced most of my salary, which mind you, I was not for profit. It was like $3,000 a month. So it wasn't much. But I was able to, I had saved $20,000 also. So I had saved $20,000 after that first year. pretty much replaced my salary. I think I was earning like maybe $3,500 to $5,000 a month in my business. So I was able to quit my job. Most women will say, get a buffer of, you know, whatever it is for you, 10, 20, 30,000 in savings and get yourself to where you're earning half of your corporate salary. And then by leaving your corporate job, you'll have that extra time in your business. Your business is already earning money. You already have proof of concept. You already know what's working. You just can put the gas on the pedal, right? And, or put the pedal on the gas and then increase what you're doing. And that should double your income, you know, within 6 months or so. So that's not, that's how most people do it. There's a safe way to do it. So you're not just jumping ship altogether.
Yeah. I tell the women that work with me as well, because I'm like, listen, think about your job as like a loan you don't have to pay back. So you already worked for it. So you get the loan, the money's coming in, you take that 10%, 15%, whatever you can spare out to the side. That's to build up your business. And you know, the rest of it, and they're like, oh, I'm like, so instead of hating your job, look at it as that, you know, non, you know, interest loan that you are just collecting every month, you know?
I love that.
Yeah. And they're like, oh, shoot. Okay. So they don't hate their job, because if you hate your job, it's just going to make it heavier for you and you're going to be more anxious. But let me tell you, I love your story, because your ex-husband had no idea what he was building. What he said that to
you. Oh, girl. No idea. No idea. And the hilarious thing is like, yeah, I mean, I literally took nothing from him. No child support, no nothing when we got divorced. And, you know, which is great for him. It's like, he has no idea how lucky he is. And he went a couple years after we got divorced, he was let go of his job. And he, you know, and here he is looking for a job and trying to find someone to give him money. It took him 6 or 8 months. It took him forever. And here I am just rolling it in. I mean,
exactly. You know,
yep. I got this.
Do it yourself.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Let's see who has financial security. He built a monster.
Right. Yeah. He built a monster, Erica. That is awesome sauce. I freaking love it. It's like, you know, the things that are supposed to destroy you actually build you up, right? And that's like the most powerful thing. And I love that. So let's talk a little bit about your program, because I want people to know, you know, what you do exactly. Like, how are you helping these women? What does that look like? Like I said, I have a lot of amazing listeners and they may be looking for someone. So let's know a little bit more about you and how you actually structure that for them.
Yeah, for sure. Well, you know, obviously grab my book. If you don't know what your business is or what your purpose is, grab my book. Right now it's on Amazon. By the time this comes out, it'll probably be on like iBooks and whatever. It's just called Awaken Your Purpose by Erica Carrico. And that's definitely first step. I have a course also, if someone would prefer to go through a course. Everything's on my website, which is ericacarrico.com, just under the Work With Me tab. And then my business building course is called Soul Business Accelerator. And we help you go from zero concept start, you know, to six figures. It's a year-long program. And we also help women who are already earning six figures, maybe in sort of a, you know, like a, they're fully booked out, or they, you know, they need to leverage their time so they can come in and add six figures to their bottom line in a more leveraged way. And then I work with private clients to scale to the seven figure mark, if that's something that they're interested in as well. And that's using different strategies that are a bit more passive. And obviously require that cash flow already coming in to be able to put those in place.
So talk to me about your, let's talk to the women right now who are in that starting phase, or just, you know, just getting really wanting to get into this. What businesses are you helping them build exactly? Like what are they? Yeah.
Good question. Everyone that I work with is a service-based type of entrepreneur. Yep. So coaches, consultants, therapists, you know, alternative healthcare practitioners. We work with a lot of like functional medicine specialists, anyone who's really in the service based industry, a lot of like psychics, mediums, healers, energy healers. Anyone in that space. Yeah.
Yeah. That's awesome. Okay. So, you said a year long, and I love that, because I always try to pinpoint the fact that it doesn't happen overnight.
No,
it doesn't happen overnight. Can I say that again? It doesn't happen overnight, y'all. Stop. Never. You know, never. All of these gurus telling you out here that it happens overnight is bullshit.
Don't listen. They have, exactly. It's a lie.
Like they've it's been doing. Some of them just started, by the way, and some of them have been doing it for 20 years and became an overnight success after 20 years. Yes. And then they feed you stuff that I love that you said it's a year, right? So have you had people come to you with an idea or concept in the beginning of the year and be completely different by the end of the year?
Oh my gosh. All the time.
Too. Yeah. Good. I'm glad you said that. Me too.
All the time. Yeah. For sure. Yeah. And it's also I think too, It is. Yeah, for sure. And also, you know, I think it's really important to not compare yourself to, like, I do think that there's a lot of people speaking a lot of bullshit out there. And they're actually like, if you look behind the scenes, like they might be talking about $100,000 months, but they might have had $100,000 a month and they can't repeat. Right. Yeah. But it's like, so you have to really weed through what you have to weed through people. Look for testimonials, look for case studies, look for proof, look for someone to show you what is real. And, you know, I think, like don't also compare yourself to someone who's been doing this for a while. Like Like I have my clients come in and they're like, oh, you're amazing and you're a badass and this and that. And it's like, yeah, I started at zero too. And my first goal was to get to 2,500 a month in my business too. I started with nothing, right? Like that was my first goal. And that was in 2017. So I've been doing this for a while, and you can't compare yourself when you're just starting to somebody who's been doing this for a while. Cause they've been in it. Yeah.
Yeah. I love that. I love that. Is there a mixture of different women that go into your group? Like, do you do group coaching or?
Oh yeah. It's all group coaching. I do private coaching. My private clients are ready to scale to the million. They're trying to scale to seven figures. Yeah. But Soul Business Accelerator is a group program. It's an amazing community, and everyone's in there trying to do the same thing. They want to build a business to have impact. They want to leave their 9-to-5. They want to get their business to 10,000 a month. So that's usually kind of the magic number, is people can leave when they're at that 8, 10, 12,000 a month. So that's what Soul Business Accelerator is it's a hybrid program. There's private coaching in there as well as group coaching. Sort of all-encompassing thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you think that most women reach that goal within the year in your experience?
If they are willing to put the work in, you know, I think women get in their own way, and women, you know, I think women, they let fear sit in the driver's seat a lot. Yeah, they let imposter syndrome hold them back. They, you know, if a woman is ready to get over her own shit, and, you know, building a business is the best personal development you'll ever do. Like one year of business building is like 10 years of therapy, I swear.
For real. Yeah.
Yes, it is. It brings up all of your stuff. And so, yes, women, I mean, women hit it sooner. If, you know, women, we've had women hit six figures in month six. We've had, you know, a woman came in her sixth week of the program, had a $16,000 month. So like women hit it much sooner if they're willing to get out there and get uncomfortable and do the work, right?
Yeah.
100%. Yeah.
I love that. Well, Erica, I know that you're a busy woman, because you're running over here, all these seven-figure businesses. So we got to, you know, but I'm really grateful. Thank you so much for being on Straight Talk and talking to my audience. And, you know, I really love the way the podcast is going. I think at this point, we have like 120,000 downloads on podcasts, like 167,000 views or something on YouTube. It's been great. And so what I say that to say that because of amazing guests like yourself that come on here and really give them these amazing nuggets is why we do what we do. So thank you for being here. I appreciate you very much. I really do.
Thank you for having me. So cool. So great.
Yeah. Yeah. So tell me and everyone else how exactly we can support you. So how can we follow you, work with you, all that great stuff. I know you gave us your website, but let's just do that again. And your YouTube channel, which I just went down the rabbit hole of.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, there's so much on YouTube. I think it's just if you search Erica Carrico, my channel will come up. Instagram, there's a lot of free, so many trainings on Instagram. I have a free school group now under Soul Business Collective. And of course, yeah, everything's on ericacarrico.com under Work With Me. I'm pretty findable.
Good. Well, thank you so much for hanging out with us on Straight Talk. I really appreciate it.
Thanks
awesome.
For having me.
Awesome Thanks, sauce. Tina. Yeah. Guys, I told you, right? I told you. Buckle up. You're in for a treat. I wasn't kidding. Okay. So make sure you follow Erica. I'm going to list all of her information below so that you guys do not miss a thing. And for those of you who are really trying to get out of that grind and really start to align yourself with what your soul is, I got you. I got you. Erica's here. So thank you guys for hanging out with me. This is Nina Perez, and this is Straight Talk, No Sugar Added. Until next time.